I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the show, my loves. Happy Thursday to you. We are about to dive into our deepening practice of the week. And the thing we're going to do today, we have done in the past here on the show, I don't know if you've joined me for it or not, but it's maybe the single most important thing that I do for myself and that I return to often when it comes to supporting my mental health.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Today, we are going to sit down and we are going to write ourselves a list of resources. Resources are the things that you have available to you that help you feel better when you arrive at a place of anxiety. Or when you are feeling suddenly really overwhelmed, like life feels out of control, the things you can reach for that actually helps you feel like you can navigate and manage. A resource is something that you reach for that is actually helpful and supportive for your mental health. And resources might be the things that you definitely associate with things that are supportive for your mental health, like going to therapy. Absolutely, really hugely important resource. A resource can also be the things you do for self-care. So perhaps your yoga practice is an important resource in your life. Absolutely. But there are also many other things that we can reach for that we have available to us in our day-to-day life that we might not actually be fully aware are resources to us. And by writing down our list of available resources and getting really clear on the things that we have ready for us, the things that are there that we can actually invite and make space for that are helpful, the next time we find ourselves in a dip or we find ourselves in a hole or we find ourselves just navigating that really challenging time again, we can pull up this list and we know we have so many things to choose from. We have things that are available that are free, that are really accessible, that aren't hard to find, things that we can just connect with at any moment of the day, that doing things that actually are helpful for our mental health doesn't have to require tons of logistics or lots of money. We don't have to wait for that appointment that we have with our therapist, but we have things that are helpful that we can use every single day. And it's really important to do this exercise and this practice when we are feeling pretty grounded so that the next time things start to feel like they're spinning out of control or we feel overwhelmed or anxiety shows up again or depression shows up again, it's easier for us to reach for these things and remember that we actually have them here. So I want you to grab a notebook or the notes app on your phone, wherever you like to journal and write, and you're going to start bullet point listing your most important resources, the things that make you feel safe, the things that make you feel grounded, the things that make you feel like you have things under control, the things that bring you joy, the things that make you feel like you can come home to yourself again. So I'm going to share a couple of mine that are really helpful for me just as inspiration to get you started. But you're going to have things on your list that other people might not consider a resource. But just knowing that by going for this thing or engaging with this thing, you feel a sense of safety. You feel a sense of connection again. Then that is a resource for you. So an example of a really important resource for me that I turn to again and again is my dog. My dog, Ringo, whenever I'm having an overwhelming moment or all of a sudden I'm thinking a bad thought and that thought is sending me to a worse thought, sending me down a spiral, something that I really do often is I go to my dog, I pick him up and I just spend a few minutes snuggling him on the couch. Snuggling our pets, snuggling an animal, a dog, a cat, whatever you have that's, you know, special to you, is scientifically proven to help us feel better. Now, it might not be a resource for you, but it definitely, definitely is for me. Another thing that's a really important resource for me is my therapy sessions. Absolutely. When I regularly go to therapy and I regularly talk to someone who's experienced, who is dedicated to just listening to me when I speak, I feel better overall and I'm able to digest and process those challenging things that I'm going through. So therapy, absolutely, really important resource for me. Another resource is absolutely my yoga practice, but also any movement practice where I feel like I can be really free. So I love dancing. I love putting on really fun music that I enjoy, or sometimes just intense music that gets me going. And I'll close my eyes and I'll just dance wildly for a couple of minutes. That can oftentimes help me bring me back into my body when I'm getting lost in negative thinking or judgment, or when I feel like I have a problem I can't solve, or when anxiety shows up in that big way. I also turn to herbalism and herbs to support and soothe me as really important resources that I use every single day. And then I have my people in my life that I turn to, my husband, my best friends, people that I can talk to or that I can pick up the phone and call whenever I'm having a hard moment. They are really important resources for me in my life. My tea practice is another resource that I return to as often as I can. And sometimes going out in nature, leaning up against the trunk of a tree and taking some really deep breaths. That's a resource that I sometimes forget I have available to me and I can just go to at any point of the day. Nature is there to hold me if I let her. So your term, this was just a few snippets of mine, a little example of mine. My list is really long. The longer the list is, the better, because you might find yourself, if you tend to spiral into deep anxiety sometimes our mind tells us we're all alone. This is never going to get better. There's nothing I can do to feel better. So having this list to pull up so that you have a variety of things to turn to, a variety of things or people or places or practices to turn to and to go to, then you will be reminded that you actually have so many resources, so many choices, and there are many things you can reach for right here, right now, whether it's as simple as picking up the phone and calling your best friend, or snuggling up on the couch with your favorite puppy or your pet, or asking for a hug by a trusted person, or something that's just so easy to connect with. You are not alone, and you have so many resources available to you in your life. So start right now, write your bullet point list of resources, things that help me feel safe are. Things that help me feel safe are. I hope you enjoy this practice and that it serves you for a long time. I'll be back with another one tomorrow.